The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland. I'm Art Silva, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Good.
And how was your Easter?
It was fabulous. Okay, beautiful day.
We got a little sunshine coming here. So
I know. Yes. Get going on that yard.
April showers, May flowers. So it's all going to be good. So it's good timing, too, because I bet you all the bunnies are gone. Right?
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Okay, well, good morning. Would you introduce our guest today and our topic?
I am very pleased to have our guest today. I have known this person for a very long time. I think it's been like 20 years.
Yeah.
So Sister Shirley Finneran, I met her through the Boys and Girls Home, and she served on our board. But she has taken on a cause that is very important. It's a very delicate subject. A lot of people make get uncomfortable hearing about this, but it's very important that we get educated and know what's going on. So, Sister Shirley, I'll kind of turn it over to you to talk about human trafficking.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So,
how would you define it? What really is it for the general public? What is human trafficking?
Human trafficking is the control and selling of other people for service. And it can be sex trafficking, it can be labor trafficking. Those are the two main types of human trafficking. And it's something that is going on in every community across our country. It happens in Siouxland. And it is a topic that people don't want to hear about. And it really often starts with children. And that makes it even more difficult for people to hear about.
Sister Shirley, you mentioned it's labor and sex trafficking, and it's not a problem that's isolated to the United States. It's across the world you read about this. And can you educate us a little more in regards to the how is it coming in our country? Is it starting in communities? The trafficking going for purposes from one community to another? Help me out with this a little.
So I taught social work at Briarcliff for many years, and in 2014, there was a human trafficking conference at Briarcliff during the summer, and I thought, well, this is something I need to know about, and I had always thought about human trafficking as something that happened in India or Thailand or
exactly.
Europe or another country, and so I was blown away that day in terms of what I heard from people in FBI, different aspects of law enforcement, survivors. So human trafficking in the United States is as old as it is anywhere else in the world. It's been a well-kept secret, and we really talk about human trafficking today as a form of modern slavery. So there are more people actually in slavery in terms of trafficking today than there were at any time in our country when we think of slavery in our country. So it's because it's been a well-kept secret, people haven't known about it. But when we talk to survivors of sex trafficking, we hear stories from when they were small children and they might be in their 50s and 60s now. And so it's trafficking is something that is a crime that is easy to hide just because of the way that the traffickers control and groom their victims. And so they do target kids or people who they think they can control. And by the time that they begin trafficking them, And oftentimes people are trafficked for both sex and labor. But by the time that they ask them to do their first service, they have so controlled them that the victims don't tell anybody else because they have put so much fear into them that they tell them, if you tell anyone, you know, I'm going to kill somebody in your family, or if they're adults and have children, kill their children or whatever. And by the time that they also, I've heard this story, I think 99% of the people that I have listened to that have been victims say that the first time that they provided service to someone in terms of sex, or especially sex, it was because a person they thought was their boyfriend was sheltering them, giving them food, providing for all of their needs, and oftentimes drugs is also involved in trafficking. And so if they've been giving them drugs, then they will also say, well, I need you to do something for me. I need some money so I can either pay the rent, or I need some money so I can buy more drugs. And 99% of the people that I have listened to, either in person or through a TED Talk or elsewhere, think that they're going to do this service just one time.
The one time, exactly. Yeah.
And then it never is that.
Yeah.
So it's the grooming that that people need to be aware of, because by the time that they are groomed to perform their first service on someone else and they're sold to do that, they're in, and then they never get out after that.
I'm Art Silva, along with my co-host Brenda Geisinger, and our guest today is Sister Shirley Finneran. And you're listening to What's When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ, and we got a difficult topic today, so let's continue our discussion on human trafficking. Sister Shirley, can you help us? What are some of the signs? You know, like they say in the airports,
right.
Now you see something, say something.
Exactly.
What are some of the signs that in the community that we should be looking for that we can report on?
Well, persons can be trafficked and groomed from any social economic background, any age, gender. So boys get trafficked as well as girls. And so for parents or grandparents, because I always think that kids listen to their grandparents more sometimes than they do their parents.
Yes.
And so when, especially with a child, because a normal age in Iowa, for instance, for a child, for someone to be trafficked is age 15. So I like to talk to kids a lot about trafficking, because they need to be aware that of what's happening. And today, social media is the number one way that people are recruited. And this happens as young as, I've talked to 8-year-olds that are on games, and someone will, they'll, you know, everybody, and teenagers, everybody will have a bad day. It's like, I don't like my hair today, or somebody's not talking to me. And then there's someone right there to say, I'll be your friend. So when we are in the public, a very common experience that people have is maybe in a convenience store, some place anywhere where there are public. And if you look at someone and they look like they are kind of experiencing a downtime, and you say hello, or, you know, and they don't look at you, or they won't say hello. Or if you see that somebody has, it's normal for people to have tattoos. And in Iowa, of course, you can't have a tattoo until you're a little older. So if you see someone with a tattoo in a very visible place, like their neck or someplace, like with somebody's name or like a crown, that means that they've been branded like cattle, and the trafficker has control of that person. And so if you see that somebody is not doesn't look like they're safe, if you ask them if they're safe, most of the time they won't tell you the truth, because they don't know if you're working for the trafficker. So they've learned not to trust anyone. So, you know, if you see something, say something is really the key. And I'm probably going to give this number a couple of times, but in Sioux City, of course, or anywhere, you can call your local law enforcement. But the toll-free number that's national is 888-373-7888. So it's pretty easy to remember. And so you're calling. So trafficking is a federal crime. And so you're calling a hotline and you're alerting the federal government or federal authority in terms of the possibility that something is going on. You don't have to say, I know this person's being trafficked. Obviously, if you do know, you could say that. But so if somebody sees something, they have to be the one to call, because they won't do anything if it's like somebody told me this is going on. So, but you can also call any law enforcement. And I know that this happens in the Siouxland area and in Iowa, the local police, and they certainly can investigate. But the hard part is, because trafficking involves a person being sold for services, the testimony has to be from the victim. So people who sold drugs may still sell drugs, but they also sell people. So when a person is arrested for selling drugs, if they have drugs and the paraphernalia, that's evidence. So the only evidence in trafficking is the victim's word. And oftentimes people are killed, or the person takes their own life, or they're too afraid to testify. And so that's why many people who sold drugs have gone to trafficking, because it's much easier.
Mm-hmm. We're coming up on our break, so I continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. And we'll be right back here with more of When Things Aren't Going Well, right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and Sister Shirley Finneran. So let's continue our discussion on human trafficking. Sister, when we left, you talked about the impact of social media. Would you continue that, how our children are attracted to that and the threat that lives there?
Yes. Social media is the number one way that kids are trafficked today and they're recruited. And so games that kids typically play, Fortnite for little kids, there are a couple of other ones that are real popular. But so Instagram and Snapchat for teenagers. And certainly teenagers, you know, are wanting to develop relationships. They want people to like them. And so if someone, you know, asks them to post a picture of themselves, initially it might just be a headshot, but it usually goes further than that. And even though when I talk to kids, even though I ask them, do you know that anything that you put on social media will be there forever? They say they know that, but then I don't think they really believe that if they put a picture of their body part, that their boyfriend, supposedly boyfriend, is going to keep that just for themselves. They're going to share it. And before they know it, their parts of their body are seen all over. And so it's important for parents to have control of their children's social media.
Monitor them. Exactly.
Yes. So important. So important.
So I always tell parents, if they live in your home, you absolutely have to have control of their social media. When you could have the best child in the world, when they go to their room at night, if they have access to the social media and the internet, you do not know what they are doing. And so your child may give you a rough time and not like you for, you know, taking their phone or taking what they have at night, and you have control of it, but you could be saving their life.
Brenda, we have in our residential units and our adolescents that we see, we have in our school, this control over what they have access to.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's the number one preventative type of thing we can do as adults is to really monitor and educate the kids about the dangers and to be cautious with social media. It's a great app outlet and avenue for fun and friends, but it's also very dangerous. And to be aware of that and monitoring that and talking about it is healthy and good.
Sister, what's the human toll? Let's talk about the human toll of trafficking. There's you see it across the board. You know, I'm asking this question with a little background because we did treat, we did have at Boys and Girls Home a child that had been trafficked.
Yes.
And all I remember at when she exited, she did a great job. She's doing well. Mm-hmm. But all I remember was how mature she was for 14 years old. Mm-hmm. It's like these kids are forced to grow up so fast.
Right, right.
Can you talk about it? Is it different on a child than different on an adult that's trafficked?
Well, and certainly we talked a little bit ago about what are some of the signs that we can look for. When you see a young person dressing older than they are, having gifts that you don't know where they came from, they are made to dress up older than they are. And so when they take pictures and put those on social media for people to see them and buy sex, they have to look older. And so then they dress that way and they're made to think that that their worth is in their body and how they look. And so, you know, friends can see that too. So if their behavior changes or if they seem to have like an older boyfriend. So when we were talking about convenience stores too, if you see a young girl in a store or any place and the person she's with does not look like an appropriate father or older brother or friend, and it's a much older man, that could be a person who's the trafficker. So it's hard because the victim is not going to tell you the truth and because they're so afraid, and that's the difficulty. So I know one of the high schools had called me in last year about a 14-year-old who was going to Omaha every weekend, and her parents didn't know what she was doing, and they didn't really speak English enough to really be helpful. And so, you know, when I talked to the counselors, it's like, well, that would be pretty obvious that she's going to Omaha to service people sexually. And most people, most victims service anywhere from 10 to 21 people a day.
Yes. You know, this is the underside of our society.
Yeah,
that we deal with.
Right.
But it's really, it's tough on the workers. It's tough on everybody. It's tough just to sit here and listen to this, but it's due to the resolve of people like yourself and people work with you that we're going to get this thing under control, and it's going to take a village to fix it. And I think it starts with looking at your own children. Look at the people around you. What's different? Monitoring social media. Everything that you said so far, Sister Shirley, is certainly going to help in this area. But it does take a toll on the caregivers.
Hey, absolutely. And we wouldn't have this problem if we didn't have buyers. So because primarily men are buying sex and want to buy sex, and they treat their victims as property, and they don't really, most of the people who buy sex are married men, which people probably don't think is true, but they also married men who have money. So a person who punches a time clock every day probably doesn't have the money to buy sex. So if we didn't have buyers, we wouldn't have the problem. As long as there are people who have money, who want to buy sex, we will continue to have this problem. Because if there's not a market for it, then we don't have the problem. So, you know, and that's where we need to start. We need to start arresting the buyers, plus the traffickers. But so buyers don't like to have their names in the paper, don't like to have their pictures in the paper or on television. So whoever is listening, if you're a person who may occasionally or repeatedly pay for sex, you are contributing to this issue. So the people that are performing sex with you are someone else's daughter. They are persons. And many people who buy sex really, I mean, they're the ones that are committing the crime.
Sister Shirley, can you say that number one more time that yes. people can call?
It's a toll-free number, and it's 888-37-37-888.
This has been very informative, Sister Shirley, and we're coming up on the end of our show. We're still digesting a lot of what you said today. And again, give me that number one more time.
888-37-37-888.
If you think anything in the area of trafficking is going on, you notice anything, you say it, you see it, say it, and that's what you call. So thank you, Sister Shirley. Well, coming up to the end of our show, and every week we try to add a little humor to try to break up what we've talked about, and humor is good for the soul. So here's the weekly joke. I hate spring cleaning. Those darn things bounce everywhere. Okay, well, listen, thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Sister Shirley. And also, thanks to our listening audience. A shout out to longtime friend of children and Boys and Girls Home, Mr. Leonard Gill. Leonard passed away, and his funeral was yesterday. May he rest in peace. He was a tremendous person. We got another angel up in heaven. So our shout out this week is to Mr. Leonard Gill. Leonard, you will be missed. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM 949 FM KSCJ. And our topic will be autism. We'll have our friend from the Peer Center here to talk with you, and I'm sure you'll find this very informational. So please plan on joining us. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week, and may the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.